the impact of the means test since budget night, it actually came in immediately on budget night, May 13th. What has happened is that various pockets of Australia have been affected more than other pockets of Australia. So across the industry, there hasn't necessarily been the same impact. Some installers and dealers are actually really badly affected, you know, having an impact of less than, more than 80% of their business has gone away, whereas others are actually benefiting. And the reason that some are actually doing better is that all of the publicity around the means testing and the controversy has actually highlighted that, A, there is a rebate program in place, and secondly, that there isn't an exhaustive amount of funds associated with this particular rebate program. And
Free advertising,
yeah, basically. Well. And Minister Garrett actually released the numbers of applications for the rebate program since the budget was introduced and the means test was introduced, and the number of applications are actually at record levels. Now, that is obviously sort of taking into account that various areas of Australia are starting to install solar PV or starting to inquire about solar PV, whereas certain installers are actually really badly affected. I think that probably over the next, you know, 3 to 4 months, we'll start to see some levelling out in terms of demand, but certainly the indications are that things aren't as bad as what they first necessarily seem.
Now, you're actually calling for, I guess, a transition from the rebate system into a feed-in tariff system. Could you perhaps explain for those of us who haven't heard of what a feed-in tariff system is before? This is it's for people who install solar photovoltaics on their house, and so they can feed that electricity back into the grid and get paid potentially.
That's right. So the reason the industry is actually wanting to transition from a rebate environment to a subsidy environment is that rebates tend to be embedded within budgets and therefore are open to discussion every 12 months by governments, and they can tend to change, as we've seen, every 12 months. What that means is, therefore, that the industry doesn't have a lot of certainty around what the environment or the policy environment is going to be for a very long period of time. So when you go to the bank and ask for some money to finance a new warehouse, if you're in the industry, well, you're not actually going to get that bank to approve it because the policy environment isn't necessarily very certain. Feed-in tariffs, however, are another way of injecting that certainty into the marketplace, and feed-in tariffs provide to the investor a tariff for the electricity that is fed back into the grid, and that tariff tends to be higher than the actual cost of electricity that is purchased by the investor. So, for instance, in Germany, the tariff, the feed-in tariff, is somewhere around about 60 cents per kilowatt hour. So for every unit of electricity that is generated by the PV system, it's actually gets paid 60 cents per kilowatt hour. In Australia, at the moment, investors only receive around about 14 or 18 cents per kilowatt hour for electricity that they feed back into the grid. And feed-in tariffs are a way of being able to reduce the payback on the system itself. Once you reduce the payback, then of course uptake starts to go good.
Now, I was just talking to Mark Diesendorf before, and he was suggesting that in the long-term future, solar photovoltaics are likely to be, you know, one of the huge sources of energy from our electricity system. What kind of policies do we need now to get that up and running in the future?
The Clean Energy Council is actively lobbying and advocating for a gross feed-in tariff arrangement. That is gross, that is, it pays for all of the energy. The feed-in tariff applies to all of the energy generated from the PV system. It's also should be in place for at least 20 years and should be open to all sectors of the economy, not just the residential sector, but also the commercial sector, businesses, factories, factories, airports, shopping centres, supermarkets, etc. Everybody should be able to benefit from a feed-in tariff scheme. And our calculations would suggest that over the next 15 years, if we had a feed-in tariff introduced in the next month or so, we could install almost 3 gigawatts of new peaking capacity from solar PV. We could have solar PV installed across 1 million residential rooftops in Australia, generate around about 9,000 new skilled employment opportunities, and obviously reduce greenhouse gas emissions by around about 4 million tonnes. So we actually think that the possibilities here in Australia are very, very big and very material for the solar PV industry, and simply cannot be ignored for the sake of the planet or for the sake of the Australian economy and the industry.